Hi. Hi, it's Away, and today I'm going to be doing my long-awaited Q&A. A Q&A with Away. Originally, I made myself a smoothie to drink while I was doing this, but my neighbor started mowing, and I didn't want the smoothie to, like, get room temperature because it's not as good, so I drank it all already. But it's fine because I have a glass of water, so I'll just drink that as I go. I'm a little nervous to do this, to be honest. I don't really know why. Like, I'm excited. I like it when I can just sit down and talk to you all, but I'm a little nervous. I don't know. I hope you enjoy this anyway. I feel a little silly because I'm kind of like, well, you know, who really cares enough to know any of this stuff about me? But a lot of you sent in questions, so I guess the answer is quite a few of you. So I've got my water, I've got my Switch here. I'm going to play, I can turn the volume down a little bit. I'm going to play some Animal Crossing, and I'm going to answer your questions. So we'll get started. I'm just loading up Animal Crossing. It's my first time opening it today. So I'm getting Isabelle's, I'm getting her announcements for the day. And her announcement is, there is no announcements. Thank you, Isabelle. I also didn't realize it's 2:30 in the afternoon. Whoops. I thought that it was earlier than that, but it was. Red was on my island yesterday, so I bought some artwork from him. We'll see what's in the shop. But I'm going to start answering the questions now. I'm so sorry for that Animal Crossing tangent. No, I don't have any money on me right now. It's all in the bank. I'll have to get some money out. Anyway, okay, so I'm not going to read who the question's from because I don't want to mispronounce your usernames, and also I'd feel silly. So I'm just going to read the questions. Okay. So, first question. Only question I have is, how are you? Are you keeping safe and healthy and taking care of yourself? Kind of a lame question, but it's all I could come up with. LOL. And somebody replied saying, not lame, it's a good one. I want to know too. So I've been doing really well, actually. For a very long time, I was doing very, very, very badly. I would say that I was okay, but I really wasn't. But I was able to quit the jobs I was doing previously, and now I have one job, and it is, it's like a full-time one. 1 week's worth of pay is more than I was getting in a fortnight with all my previous jobs combined. So it is, it's gonna make things a lot easier for me. I am super grateful that I was able to land this job. Sorry, I'm just, Jesus, they want 130,000 bells for this. I'll get it later. I want this yellow office chair though. That's really nice. Anyway, as for keeping safe and healthy, yes, this new job, I had to go into the office one day to pick up a work laptop and all that kind of thing, but I get to work from home. So we're still doing training. We'll be doing training for like a couple months, which is good because I get to do it from home, so I don't have to like catch a train in to work or anything like that. I've been staying at home, keeping safe. It is pretty lonely. I haven't seen my friends in so long. But at the same time, like, I know that this is good. This is what we need to be doing. I've been really well. Because of this new job. Like, up until before this, I was not doing well. But this new job, it's only been 2 weeks. I'm already mentally in such a better place. So I'm very thankful that I got this job and that I am healthy and I'm doing okay. And like, it's very overwhelming. It's my first full-time job. All my other stuffs were like part-time, casual. It's my first full-time. So it's a little daunting. But I think I'm doing well. And that's in general as well. Like, so much about this job has just instantly, relieved so many things that were worrying me. So I'm really thankful and I'm doing well. It's not a lame question. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. It's not lost on me how lucky I am to have listeners such as yourself that are genuinely interested in my well-being and if I'm okay. So yes, I am. I'm doing really well. I'm doing the best that I have for as long as I can remember. I can't remember the last time I was this happy and doing this well. So yeah. Okay, next question is, what do you do to comfort yourself when you're not enjoying some sexual relief? Cup of tea and a book, or more of a running with music sort of person? Be safe out there. What I do, I do journaling. It's like art journaling. It's kind of like an art journal, but so it's a lot of like collage and like drawing and stuff like that. But then I also write journal entries in it. I also use it as a bit of a keepsake. So I'm very much that person that keeps movie ticket stubs, or like concert tickets and stuff like that. So I used to have like a shoebox full of that stuff. But it was taking up room and it was just sitting there. So I decided to start incorporating that into my journal. Now that I'm saying this, I'm realizing how stupid it is. But it's because a lot of my art that I do is digital. So it's very much like it's something that lets me, I'm in the Able Sisters shop right now. I'm buying some new clothes. So it's very much an opportunity for me to like make something physically with my hands instead of being digital, like so many of the things that I make are. I just ran into Hugh. He was doing zoomies. Oh, Pudge is doing zoomies around as well. Up in my little villager, like the housing area. Anyway, so And or I'll just ooh, sorry, Diana. I just hit her with a shovel. Sometimes I'll just hang out and listen to music. I'll put on like one of my favorite movies sometimes. I'm rewatching Criminal Minds right now, but I forgot where I was up to, so I've started from the start again. yeah. Thank you for your question. It was a really nice one. I enjoyed answering it, and I hope you're being safe as well. Okay, this one is, what's one of the weirdest dreams you've ever had? Okay, so I have very vivid dreams. I have a lot of reoccurring dreams. A lot of them are really gory, and can be quite upsetting, actually. but I also have like a lot of like dreams that make no fucking sense at all. So I don't know if you are familiar with the show The Mighty Boosh. But I once had a dream that old Greg lived in a treehouse in the backyard of the house I grew up in. And he could, like, have access to my house through a trap door in his treehouse. And it would bring him down into, like, it was like an underground kind of thing, and it would bring him through to the house that I was living in. So that was a bit of a weird one. What else? Lately I if you've listened to my audios before, then you will know that I have a lot of dreams about this one specific person. So lately, a lot of the dreams have been about them, and they're all, like, really domestic and, like, sickly sweet dreams, or just, like, sex dreams. so none of them have necessarily been very weird. I do have a lot of dreams where, for a while there, I had like a series of dreams where the dream itself would be pretty mundane, but there were reoccurring elements. So like there was always a, like a basement that I was trying to get to where I could, communicate with the dead. And like, so it would be just such a mundane dream. And then but I was always trying to get to this basement, and it would be different locations. Like one of them took place in a school. One of them took place in my grandparents' house. But the common element was I was always trying to get to this basement, but none of my friends ever wanted to go there with me. They never wanted to help me get there. So I was always trying to get there by myself. And, I would never be able to reach it. Like something would always happen and I would never be able to reach it. And another element that would show up in these dreams is this one's kind of icky. It's kind of gross. It was a little upsetting. So fair warning. It's kind of gory, I guess. I don't know. So there was one dream where I was at an art museum with friends and I was trying to get to the basement. So I could communicate with the dead, but, all my friends were like, no, I don't want to do that. So I had to go off by myself trying to get there. And so like, I'm walking around and, I somehow end up outside and I'm sitting on the curb of the road. And, I start coughing up teeth. But some of them are teeth and some of them are like little charms. And I don't know, I'm just going to assume you don't know anything about like tarot and all that, but you can sometimes use charms to receive extra messages and stuff. So it was like that, but like I was coughing them up and some of them were teeth and some of them were charms, and they were all covered in blood, and I was like trying to like sort through them because apparently I was trying to like get a message or something. I'm not sure. I was trying to sort through them, but they were all covered in blood and I couldn't tell what they were. And there was like chunks of like flesh in there as well. Cause there's another reoccurring thing where like, I don't know how to explain this one. It's like, I'm coughing up. It's like flesh and it's like covered in blood. But it's kind of like stringy. Like I want to say like bubble gum, but more flesh like, and like, I like cough it up and like, I'm coughing it up and I'm like pulling it out of my mouth, but it just keeps going and going, and then eventually it'll stop and then like I'll be fine. So it was like some of that as well, and I had a bottle of water with me, so I was like, okay, I'm going to wash these charms off so I can try and decipher what they say. But as soon as I like put water on it to wash the blood off, they all just started shrinking and disintegrating, and then I woke up. So my dreams are either very, very mundane, domestic, dreams about this one specific person, or they're kind of really fucked up. So I hope that answers your question, and I'm sorry if that was like really gory and disgusting. I could have definitely gone in a lot more detail because it's very, very realistic. It's not fun. But I like talking about my dreams because I feel like they're very interesting. A lot of the people I talk to when I tell them my dreams, they're like, what the fuck? I rarely get nightmares. I had one the other night. It's like, it's like in a courtroom and I'm basically on trial for being a bad person. I feel like you're learning way too much about me right now. I'm basically on trial for being a bad person, and everybody that I've ever known in my life is a witness, and they keep being brought up onto the stand one after another to talk about how bad of a person I am. And all I can do is just sit there and listen. So that one's always really upsetting. Sorry, I went on a tangent, but I hope that answered your question. Thank you for sending in one. Thank you for being a listener. I appreciate that. And that's for everybody that sent me. I forgot to say it for the first couple, but thank you for sending in questions. Thank you for being listeners. I really appreciate you all. So we're now in the anonymous ones, and I'm going to try and power through this because this is already so long. I'm so sorry. Okay. Have you ever fucked another Redditor? This is one of the ones where a lot of people ask me variations of the same question. Have you ever fucked another Redditor? Have you ever had a thing with another Redditor, a fling, a relationship, anything in between? So I had a couple people ask me variations of this. I have, not in person. Like it was like, online kind of stuff, like Discord call kind of stuff. Sorry, I'm shifting around a little bit because my leg's starting to hurt a little bit. Yes, I have. Both of them were listeners. I mean, there's been more than just two, but like the two that were, okay. So there's been some that were like one-offs. Some of them were just text, some of them were audio. But ones that were like reoccurring, there's been three. One of them is just text, and then the other two are like Discord audio and stuff. It was just fucking around. there was like no relationship. But yeah, the answer to that question is yes, I have. I'm a little confused why so many people ask me this. I think it ended up being like 3 or 4 people that asked me this. I don't really understand why that many people asked. But yes, the answer is yes. Okay. Next question. I'm currently talking to Sherb. He says the best part of taking a nap in a tree is how the tree puts you on the ground just before you wake up. Thank you for that little nugget of wisdom, Sherb. Okay. Next question. Where have you been? We miss you. Oh, this is so sweet. Thank you. I've been busy is basically the short answer. I kind of went into it at the beginning of the audio, but new job. So I've been adjusting to that, and I've been a little tired and a little stressed and just had other things on the mind. But that's really sweet. Thank you so much. Okay. Do you feel more comfortable with your voice now, knowing that there are so many people that literally... Sorry. I'll start that again. Do you feel more comfortable with your voice now, knowing that there's so many people here that are literally dying inside a little or a lot over it? Firstly, thank you. That's so sweet. I definitely do feel more comfortable with my voice. I don't know if you listening to this are like a long-term listener of mine. But when I first started, I didn't talk in audios at all. And my listeners had to kind of encourage me to start doing that. So... I'm glad that you guys did, because I really enjoy it now, and I feel like very comfortable now. I mean, I've been talking for how long? I'm gonna have to edit this down. Oh God. I think people saying people are dying inside a little or a lot over it is a bit of an exaggeration. I don't think anybody is truly that attracted to my voice, but I appreciate the sentiment, and it's very sweet of you. But yeah, I do feel a lot more comfortable now. Thank you so much. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? I really like cookies and cream. I like, cookies and cream. I think that's... There's this one flavor. I don't know if it's just in Australia, but it's the Connoisseur brand. And I only buy it when it's on special because it's so expensive. But it's like... and this is a controversial opinion, so I understand if you've got to unfollow me after this. But it's peppermint. It's mint ice cream. But instead of being mint chocolate chip, it's mint cookie. So it's like cookies and cream ice cream, but mint. It's so good. It's so fucking good. But yeah, so that's my favorite ice cream. Thank you for asking. Thank you for sending me a question. Thank you for listening. All right. Have you ever had a... yes. We've established this. Yes. They said thank you very much at the end. That's sweet. Are there any thoughts or kinks you masturbate to but maybe feel a bit uncomfortable with yourself for thinking about it after you orgasm? Not really. I'm not really into anything that I would feel ashamed about or uncomfortable about after the fact. A lot of the dreams about the person that I dream about, if I have a sex dream about them and then I masturbate afterwards, I sometimes feel a little bit guilty and uncomfortable because this is a real person that exists. And I know it's not necessarily a bad thing because I'm not like pushing any of this onto them or anything like that, but I still feel a little bit guilty about it sometimes. But as for like thoughts or kinks, not really. Yeah, I can't really think about any. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I can't think of any. I'm sorry I couldn't really answer your question, but thank you for sending one in. And thank you for listening. Okay. Next question. Would you ever consider doing an audio with another person, like where it's just you and this person making each other come? Probably, if the person was down and consented and everything was transparent and I was like, hey, this is, we're gonna record this and post it, assuming all those fine details are consented to, then yes, I would do that. A lot of my audios are very focused on me specifically because I find that it's easier for a wider variety of people to listen to me if I'm more focused on me than the listener. But if people really wanted that from me and I had the opportunity to do that and I had somebody that was down to do that, then yeah, I don't see why not. Okay, so thank you for the question. Thank you for listening. And here we go. Next question. So this person has sent me 25 questions. So I'm going to do rapid fire. Let's go. Okay. I'm also not going to answer all of these. What stereotype about your country? Cunt. What stereotype about your country slash ethnicity do you dislike the most? Okay, well, I'm white. Stereotype about country, about Australia. I don't know. There's like very much a stereotype that we're all really laid back and like chill and whatever. And we are for the most part, but like there are things like, that we're not, for some reason there seems to be this thought that Australia is not a racist country like America is, but like we are, we're literally founded on like this, like the Stolen Generation and like all that. There was the White Australia policy. It's it's definitely, hang on, I'm shifting around a little bit again. It's I would say that probably. This is the thought that like we're not a racist country like America or whatever. Cause we are. We have Indigenous Australian deaths in custody. I'd probably say that. For something less serious, I would say that maybe like all the women here are like tall, tan, and blonde. Cause like I'm short and I'm a little chubby and like brunette and like pale and I'm like the complete opposite of that. I don't necessarily dislike it, but I think it's pretty funny and it's not true at all. What physical aspects of the male, if possible female as well, body turns you on the most? Okay, so I'm bi, so I'll answer for both binary genders. For male, I like hands. I'm not like a hands person, but I do like them. Like if someone's got a nice set of hands, I'm like, hell yeah. just kind of makes me want them to touch me, you know? What else? Thighs. Thighs are good. I like thighs. Yeah. Yeah, thighs, definitely. I'm not gonna like include like genitals because I feel like that's I feel like that's an easy way out of answering this question. okay, so female binary gender, I would say I like curves. Just visually, that's really nice. You know, like hips, waist hip ratio, I like it. You can kind of like put your hands down and like run them over. I like that. So I'd probably say that. What time during the day are you the horniest? Usually at night before going to bed. That's generally when I get myself off. But I wouldn't necessarily, there's a specific time of day when I'm the horniest. Ideal amount of sex per week. Well, I get myself off every day. I try to come at least twice before I go to bed. So. favorite sex position and why? There's two, depending on my mood. I like riding because, especially if I'm feeling more dominant, I can and like pin your arms down and ride you. But I also like when like I'm on my tummy and like my face in the pillows. That's where I'm feeling more submissive for sure. and why? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. What is your dick size preference? Big, small, average? Anything too big scares me a little bit. so I generally prefer average. Yeah, I think I would say average, but small's fine too. We can work with it. It's not a problem. I've never really understood that whole sentiment, like, oh, you know, like, if you've got a small dick, like, whatever. Like, there's other things we can do. but yeah, I would say, average. Big scares me. Worst date and best date you've ever been on? I haven't been on a lot of dates. I kind of really keep to myself a lot. One time I went to, I'm not going to say specifically where, because it kind of will give away generally where I live and I don't want to do that. But we went to like a marketplace, and it had like fresh fruit and like, you know, like people's art that they were selling and stuff like that. So me and this person shared a fresh fruit salad and we like walked around the market and we shared, we got like a caramel fudge brownie, I think it was. It was a brownie and had like caramel in it. And we shared that and it was really good. And it was like a really, really, really good day. I no longer talk to that person, which is really upsetting, but whatever. That was a really good day. I would say second best was this one time I went to an art museum. But I've studied art before, so I don't go often to art museums because it's a bit out of my way, but I do enjoy going. So one time I took a girl to an art museum and we went around and I was telling her about the art and we were making silly jokes and we went and had pizza afterwards and it was really good. Worst date, I haven't really had, as I said, I haven't really been on many dates. I can't really necessarily think of a worst one because I've always been friends with the person first, so I can't think of a worst one. Besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to visit? I don't use Reddit outside of GWA, so I don't have an answer to this one. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating relationships, and what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? I don't really have an answer for this because, like, be a grown-up, be an adult, and sort your shit out. Like, it's not on me to tell you. Like, if I was in a relationship with somebody This example specifically asks men. So if I was in a relationship with a man and he was doing something that I didn't like or upset me or anything like that, I would just straight up be like, hey, can we please have a chat about this because what you're doing is upsetting me or whatever. And we're just like, it just baffles me that people just can't talk to each other, you know? So my advice would be talk to your partner. Be a grown adult and have open communication, and then you'll avoid that kind of thing. Because, like, yeah, you're inevitably going to make mistakes. That's fine. It's just when those mistakes repeatedly happen that it becomes an issue, you know? So I would just say open communication between you and your partner and just being grown adults and talking about things. It genuinely baffles me that people seem to be incapable of doing that. I don't know if that really answers the question, but that's what I would say. 12, how did you stumble upon GWA? I don't remember exactly how, but I remember it was the user Hey It's Metal. I somehow stumbled upon his audios, which is very interesting because he does not make the kind of content that I am interested in at all. He's very dom, like very daddy dom, which I'm like, I don't really vibe with that. I think I was just interested in the fact that it was audio only, and that's what made me look into it more. It was definitely not the content. Nothing against Metal. He has a good voice, but yeah, that kind of thing I'm not into. Next question. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I probably won't record any, like, daddy content. I don't like it. Like, if my partner was super fucking into me calling them daddy, I could probably do it. But, like, definitely not making an audio that's, like, specifically about that. I don't think I could do that. As for all listening to audios, I don't really listen to audios. I kind of just come into GWA, post my stuff, reply to some people, and then I dip again. but yeah, so I don't really have an answer for that first part of it. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? I think it goes back to, firstly, I don't really vibe with the whole, I'm not like other girls thing, like, the internalized misogyny that generally stems from is something. Okay, there's my answer. I don't understand it. I mean, I do. It's conditioning from blah, 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 blah. You know. But I don't understand how somebody can be stuck in that mindset and think like, oh, I'm not like other girls. Like, oh, choose me. I'm not like other girls. But I think my original answer was going to be, and I still stand by this, not openly communicating with your partner and just like making them guess. Like if something's upsetting you, they won't know until you say it. You know, they won't know until you let them know. And I'm very, regardless of gender, I'm very pro open communication, because that's the only way things are going to get sorted. People won't know how you're feeling. People won't know how what they're doing is impacting you until you tell them. And I don't understand why people struggle with that concept. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? Ooh, fuck, this could get very heavy. I don't think I've necessarily talked about it in audios before, but this is Yeah, this is already an hour long, so I doubt anybody's going to be listening this far in. I was abused growing up. I was abused until I was well into my 20s when I eventually managed to move out. I did not think I was going to live past the age of 20. So if I could go back in time and talk to my younger self, I would tell her that it's going to be fine. And that I will get out of that house and I will be okay and I will meet amazing people and I will have the most supportive friends. And that what I'm experiencing at that time isn't all that there is for me. You know, like there's more for me out there and I just have to get through that to find it. I'm sorry. But that would be what I would say. That there's so much waiting for me out there. And even though it feels like all I'll ever know is that house, that's not the truth. Okay. Okay. What was the last movie you saw? The last movie I watched... Fuck, what was the last movie? I watched Tucker and Dale versus Evil with the guy that I'm currently kind of fucking around with. It's online. So we did Netflix party and we watched it. And for those of you asking if I would ever fuck another Redditor... That's how I met him. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what movie has had a massive emotional impact on you? I don't think I have. Oh, fuck, yes, no, I have. The last one was Your Name, the anime movie. I put off watching it for a very long time because I knew it would make me cry. Anything about soulmates and like red thread of fate, anything like that is going to make me cry. I've always felt really attached to that kind of concept. So I put off watching it for so long because I knew it would make me cry, but I felt like watching it the other night. And yes, it did make me cry. I firmly believe in soulmates. Not necessarily exclusively romantic soulmate. I think you can have multiple soulmates and I think they can be platonic. I think they can be romantic. I think they can be brought into your life for different reasons to have different impacts on you. And yeah, so that made me cry. 20, when was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? I don't really use that word. When I was younger, I refused to say it. I just didn't like it. I didn't care about other people saying it. I just didn't personally want to say it. I sometimes say it now. I called someone a shit cunt the other day. I don't know why. I don't remember why. I think I was just kind of fucking around. I was like, fucking shit cunt, you know, like, because shit cunt is bad. So I think somebody was just being a dickhead and I was like, oh, you fucking shit cunt. But I didn't. I was just fucking around. I didn't actually mean it. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? I really loved, Real Monsters. And I really loved, Rocko's Modern Life. I really loved, I think those are two. I watched a lot of Ren and Stimpy when I was growing up, but I wouldn't say it was a favorite. The Angry Beavers I really liked, Growing up, I didn't watch a lot of stuff that was necessarily kid stuff. Like, I never really watched Disney movies. The only one I really ever watched was Alice in Wonderland. Because my mom had me watching, like, Grease, Dirty Dancing, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Rocky Horror Picture Show, that kind of thing. So, how much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Would you be okay with dating someone that believes in God? Would you be more comfortable if your partner didn't believe in God? It would depend. For a general blanket statement, I would be fine with it. As long as it's not like my grandparents. My grandfather is atheist and my grandma is religious, but she is very much of the belief that like your beliefs are yours and it's like a personal thing. I like that. I would say I'm agnostic, but if my partner believe in religion, did believe there was a God or whatever else, I would be cool with that as long as it wasn't trying to be forced upon me or whatever. And as long as the beliefs, because I know that I went to a Catholic school. And I know that some people interpret the Bible differently. Some people, like, for example, like, you know, like, being gay is a sin. And there's other people that interpret the Bible differently. And they're like, no, it's like, I am religious, but I don't believe that it's a sin, blah, 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 blah. So, like, as long as they weren't trying to use it to justify bigoted beliefs, then that's cool. when it comes to politics, would you be okay with dating someone on the opposite spectrum? Like, let's say you're left wing. Would it be okay with dating someone who's right wing? This one, I would say no, just because it's more fundamental rights for people. Like, I'm bi, I'm a woman, I'm, you know, I'm very much pro people getting access to what they need to be able to live at a base level, you know? This one I would say no, just because the potential conflict when it comes to base human rights, you know, somebody was like politically aligned to a different like political belief system than I was, there's that potential that they would have beliefs that would impact me, like maybe they don't think that gay marriage should be a thing, or that people outside of, you know, a relationship that would be, you know, like a, you know, nuclear family. Maybe their belief system is like that same-sex couples shouldn't be able to adopt a child. And I don't believe in that. As somebody that was very nearly put into the foster system, I would rather have parents that were loving than none at all, you know? So while religion, it would be like a, there's still the potential that while they do believe in a God or a religious, you know, thing, it's not necessarily an indicator that they may not believe that people from different walks of life deserve these fundamental rights. Whereas when it comes to politics, I feel like the possibility that this person will believe that these people, and in some cases me, does not deserve these fundamental human rights is not something that I could get behind. Because this isn't a case of having different opinions on about whether pineapple on pizza is good. And we're having a follow-up question that is completely something different. Is using coupons on a first date sexy? I don't really care. I understand. Up until this point, I was living off of way below minimum wage. So I understand the need to save some money. So I don't really care. I'm not that kind of person that would look down on you for doing that kind of thing. Because I've been there, I understand. And I know it's meant to be like, oh, well, you know, like, you were out on a date, you should be like, I'm a firm believer that it should be, like, when I go out with friends, we just split it evenly. It doesn't matter. I don't have a problem with using coupons. I mean, if you've got like 20 coupons, then I'm kind of like, well, maybe we should have gone somewhere that was a little bit more affordable for us. But like, if you've got like a 10% off the, cause you know how some restaurants, they're like, oh yeah, like you can get 10% off the whole table's meal, like food and drinks. Like, I have no problem with that. If you can save money, then hell yeah, you know? So I don't have a problem with that. When you are dating someone new, do you think serious topics/questions should be avoided, saved for later, and keep the dates casual or should be talked about as early as possible? Let's say referring to the first 3 or 4 dates. I do think it's important. I don't have a specific time frame, but I do think it's important to start to learn that kind of thing about people before you get too attached. Because otherwise it's just going to end up painful. Okay, thank you for all of your questions. I'm sorry I skipped some of them. Thank you for submitting them and thank you for listening. Next question. What are your passions if you have... Okay, what are my passions? Music. Art. Yeah. If you had 1 year left to live, how would you live it? I don't know. I would try to go see my friends. I have friends all over the world. I would try... I'm assuming money's no... money I don't have to worry about. So I would try to go visit all my friends. I've never seen snow. I want to see snow. So I would try and go somewhere that it's snowing. I would go to as many live concerts as I could. I would, I would just do everything I've wanted to do. I'm not very much of a, like, I want to buy a house. I want to buy, like, I'm not really that kind of person. I would rather spend that money traveling to go see people, go on like little mini holidays with these friends that I've never met before, but I love dearly. I would want to go see my favorite bands live and get that experience. And, I think if I could do that, then I would die happy. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? Right now, LA. A lot of my friends are in LA right now. They live in LA. So I would want to go to LA. I'd want to go somewhere snowing, but like right now I would say LA because yeah, a lot of my close friends live there. I'm currently working on a project with those friends for an event that's going to be held in LA. So it would make things a lot easier if I was in LA. So I would say LA. And I feel like that's such like a typical answer. Like, you know, where in the world? Oh, it's like one of those cities that people always say, but my friends live there, so. Do you have a dream or life goal? I want to have my own business. And I want to be happy, financially stable, and always have a roof above my head. How did you discover GWA? I've already gone over that. And has it helped you discover anything about yourself? Yeah, I'm a lot more confident than I used to be. I'm still like really shy and nervous and anxious. But that's just in my nature. I'm a lot better than I used to be. And I find it a lot easier to talk to people sometimes. And I would credit that to GWA. I also found out that, like, I always thought I was, like, dumb. I didn't think that I had the ability to be submissive, but apparently I do. So I guess I'm, like, switched with dom leaning. Do you think you'll ever make a Discord or subreddit for your fans? I always feel weird when people call my listeners my fans. If that's something you're interested in, I have a question later on that asks about that, so I'll talk more about it then. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for listening. Next one. This one just says you're an awesome human. Thank you. You're sweet. This one says, do you ever plan to show off your body on Reddit or any other platforms? Short answer, no. I have way too many issues with the fact that I have a physical body. And I've wanted to bring this up for a while now. I get a lot of people asking me, like, can I send them pictures and stuff like that? The answer is no. It's probably always going to be no. I want to be as anonymous as possible. And the whole point of GWA is that it's just my voice. And I like that. I like that it's just my voice. So I don't really like my body. I have a lot of issues stemming from childhood shit and abuse and just everything. And no. But thank you for asking. Thank you for listening. And I hope that's not a disappointment. Next question. First of all, I hope you're doing well and staying safe. I am. Thank you so much. I hope you are as well. I have a few questions for you. If you don't answer all of them, don't worry if you can't. My first question is, what got you into making audios for other people? Basically, I stumbled upon GWA because of Hey It's Metal. It made me curious as to what I sound like when I masturbate. So I recorded a little snippet and there was an overwhelmingly positive response. So it kind of boosted my ego a little bit. And I was like, okay, well, I'll post again. And then again, an overwhelmingly positive response. And so I posted again. That's how I got into it. Would you ever make a specialized audio for a specific person? So if you paid me, maybe. I have a full-time job. I do freelance stuff on the side. I am a busy, busy bee. So if somebody wanted to pay me for a specialized audio, I would look into it. This is something I've been meaning to bring up. People often ask me, for like personalized audios and stuff like that. If I were to start offering that, would you be interested? It wouldn't be expensive. But it wouldn't be like a dollar either. it's got to be worth my time. But it's something I'm open to. So if you would be interested in paying me for a custom audio, let me know. And if there's enough of a market for it, then I will look into it. Have you ever made an audio and didn't like it, so you got rid of it or didn't post it? Yes. I posted it and then within like 2 hours I had deleted it because I was like, nope, don't like this. I don't want this out there. Would you ever post a bloopers reel or post those audios that didn't make the cut? I don't really have a bloopers reel because I kind of just, so how I make my audios is I just turn the mic, like I turn my phone on. I record it on a phone. Like I don't have a fancy setup. I just turn it on and I just go for it. And then, like, if my tummy makes, like, a grumbling noise or, like, I make a really unflattering noise, then I'll edit it out. But for the most part, my audios are kind of just record, fix audio levels, post. So thank you for reading this, and I hope you had a great day. Thank you so much. Thank you for sending me a question. Thank you for being a listener, and I hope you're having a great day too. Okay, next one. Hello, I have absolutely loved listening to your recordings and also playing with myself while I do. I really hope this question doesn't offend you or make you uncomfortable. But I really love imagining you and fantasizing about how you look touching yourself and playing with yourself. If you could describe your body in some detail, that would be awesome. Hair color, breast size, blah, 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 blah. This kind of like, I would just love having a better picture of you in my head while I listen to your beautiful voice. This is really sweet, but this kind of also goes into the issues that I have with like posting pictures of myself. I can give you some general things. I'm pale. I'm like 5'3". I have curly brown hair that's just past my shoulders. I have green eyes. My body type, I'm a little chubby because I got some medical things, like the medicines that I'm on. That's the side effect of it, unfortunately. But I do have like a defined waist and like hips. And I got thighs. And I definitely have boobs too. So I guess it's like a chubby hourglass, I would say. But I'm not like that kind of hourglass that's like, you know, teeny, 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 tiny waist. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I think that's as much as I'm going to go into because I'm starting to feel a little bit anxious. But thank you for your question. And you didn't unfend me. Like, unfend me? Fuck. You didn't offend me. You didn't really make me feel uncomfortable. It's just, like, issues that I have with myself. But thank you for sending in a question, and I hope this is a sufficient answer. And thank you for listening to my audios, and I'm glad that you enjoy them. And I hope you're having a good day, and thank you so much. Okay, next one. Would you ever consider making a subreddit or a Discord? I think many of us would love to have more interactions with you, and you wouldn't have to feel bad about not making audios if there was a place you could drop by and casually chat, share some news, etc. No pressure, of course. I don't want to overstep your boundaries. Okay, so I've talked to somebody about making a Discord because I don't really use Discord. I use it, but I don't really understand it. But one of my friends has offered to help me set up a Discord server for me, so you can all interact and chat with me. So I basically want to know if, one, that would be something you would be interested in. If so, two, what kind of things would you want out of a Discord server from me? Like, what would you want? I've got some ideas in my head, like a text, like a chat where we can chat and everything, and like a voice channel where I can hang out with you sometimes if I have some spare time. But also, if linking back to that question about somebody asked about if I would do personalized audios, and I said maybe if people wanted to pay me, I could set up maybe like a Patreon kind of thing, I guess. I know that some audio performers have some. I could do something like that and then have Discord benefits based on tiers. I was thinking like maybe have like a voice channel where it's just like chatting. I could have another voice channel where I could do like a live thing every now and then. Like, I've got some ideas, but I want to know what you want out of this, because I don't want to be putting things together and then nobody actually wants any of it, you know? So long story short, yes, I have considered it. Please let me know what kind of thing you would want out of that from me. And if you're interested in all, because if there's interest and if some of you send me in some ideas that you have, the kind of things you would want out of it, I can look at implementing it. and don't worry, baby, you didn't overstep my boundaries. That's fine. But I appreciate you being so sweet about it. And that's very lovely of you. And thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in a message. And I hope you're having a good day. And this question in particular really made me happy, because just the thought that people actually want that interaction from me is really validating. So thank you. Okay, this is the second last question. Okay, a boring, safe for work question. Please talk about Australia and your opinions about living there, like your pros and cons, maybe. I want to move to Australia when I graduate. You don't have to mention King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard in the pros. Okay, firstly, when you graduate, you're a little baby. I had to block someone the other day because they followed me, and when you follow me and I get a notification, I absolutely have a look at your profile. But yeah, so somebody followed me, and their first post was to a Reddit, like a subreddit for teenagers, and they had their age and they were like 14 years old, and no. Anyway, so I'm hoping you mean graduate from like university or something. But yeah, okay. Talk about Australia. Okay. I think it's a pretty good place to live. We have Medicare. The only reason I was able to get out of the house that I had lived in growing up was because of government subsidies helping me pay my rent. So in those aspects, it's a good place to live. It's there's a lot of the same issues that other places have, you know, like systematic racism and stuff like that. It's not some utopian land. But yeah, it's a good place to live. There's a lot of variety. We're pretty multicultural, especially where I live. You know, you can walk out your door and there'll be a bunch of different restaurants serving different cuisines from all around the world. So that's good. I'm very upset because, like, a lot of times when bands do world tours, it doesn't actually include Australia. And if it does, it's usually just Sydney, Melbourne, maybe Brisbane. So if you wanted to move here, I would, and if you wanted to move here and you want to, be able to see bands when they come here, I would suggest one of those three cities. Cons, I've kind of gone over it. Like, another one is it's very fucking hot. So this past summer, one of the days was like 47.3 degrees Celsius. I don't know how much that is Fahrenheit. You can look it up, but it was very hot. So if you like hot weather, I guess that's good for you, but I don't. What else? I mean, I don't really, this is the only place I've ever lived, so I don't really know. I don't have anything to compare it to, but I like living here. As somebody that has like some health stuff, it's definitely a blessing to live in a place that has free healthcare. Because up until this point with this new job, I absolutely would not have been able to afford any of the tests that I have to do, any of the medicines that I have to be on. Like, I am super thankful for that. But yeah, like, it's pretty good. I'd say it's good. I like it. This probably wasn't a really helpful answer. I'm so sorry. But I will also mention a pro of The Getaway Plan. They are a good Australian band. We've got some good horror movies. My favorite is probably The Loved Ones. That one's really good. It's very gory and graphic. And if you have a problem with that kind of thing, maybe look up a general synopsis to see if it's going to be something you're cool with. But it's good. Another pro is we don't have a lot of like mass scale violence in terms of like mass shootings and stuff like that, because we don't have guns. I mean, you can still get access to them, but like it's not like it is in, say, America, where you can just go grab one. So that kind of aspect is good. You tend to feel a lot safer. What else? Yeah, that's all I can really think about. I like living here. A lot of my friends really want to move to America, and I'm like, why? Like, I think we have it pretty good here. I mean, there's obviously flaws, but for the most part, yeah. Well, thank you for your question. And it wasn't a boring one. I'm sorry I couldn't really answer it too well. But I really appreciate the question. Thank you for listening. And if you do move out to Australia when you graduate, I hope you enjoy it here. good luck with your studies. I hope you do well. okay, so we're on the last question here. There's a couple different questions in here. I'll pick and choose. Okay. G'day away. If you're still taking questions, feel free to answer any or all of the ones below. I look forward to hearing the finished audio. Thank you. It's very sweet. Okay. Which physical feature of yours are you most proud of? As you probably know by now, the answer is none. my eyes are pretty nice, I think. I like my eyes. My legs are okay too. Like my thighs. I like my thighs. My eyes and my thighs. That's literally it though. if you could change one thing about your appearance, what would it be? Everything. What are the things that turn you on the most sexually? I don't know. I don't really have a concrete answer to this. How old were you when you masturbated for the first time? I don't remember. How old were you when you experienced your first orgasm, and what was your initial reaction to it? Again, I don't remember. I have kind of bad memory. But I do remember when I was younger, the pool at my grandparents' place had like one of those like spa jets around where you could, like, it had like a big step so you could sit on that and like the spa jets. I remember hanging out at the side of the pool because it felt good, but I didn't really understand what it was what was happening. Do you prefer having your pussy licked or sucking on a dick? I have oral fixation, low key, and I am a big fan of having something in my mouth, so I would probably say sucking on a dick. Yeah, because I would say that. How would you describe in words to another person what your pussy tastes like? I'm not good at describing things like this, like things that, like what something tastes like or what something smells like. I can tell you it tastes good, like as good as pussy tastes. I'm so good at hyping myself up. Oh God. Would you ever fake an orgasm with a sexual partner who is bad in bed? My gut instinct is to say no, but there's also, I guess, some like, okay, so as a general rule, I'd say no. But there would probably be some exceptions. Like if it was if it was just like a bad night, or like, you know, something had happened, or like, you know, something like that, then maybe to just like console them a little bit, like I would. But as a general rule, I don't fake anything on GWA. I don't fake anything like that, because if, like, what's the point, you know? But I guess there would be some exceptions to that. What would you consider to be the ideal penis size for you? Kind of went over this, but anything too big scares me a little bit. So I definitely prefer small to average. That's my answer. It's like small to average. I don't understand the whole like shit about small dicks being whatever, you know. Like, I don't understand that. There's other stuff you can do. It's not the be all and end all. That's not the only way to make me come. Which male celebrity would you most like to have a one night stand with? Okay, I'm not going to answer this because I absolutely know who it is, but it's too easy to tie back to me. So I'm paranoid that if I say his name, it's somehow going to get back to him, because like I've worked for his friends before, and like my friends, like we have overlapping mutual friends and stuff like that, and I'm not far enough removed for me to feel comfortable saying his name. And plus, I don't just want a one night stand with this guy. Like, I legitimately have like very real feelings for him. So I'm not going to say his name, but he's a musician. Female celebrity, same question. Okay, female celebrity, I'm really crushing, Paloma Faith has been one of my favorite, like, I've been crushing on her since I was in high school. Paloma Faith is so beautiful. I really like, oh fuck, what's her name? She makes all those TikTok songs. She's got blue hair. What's her name? God damn it. I'm gonna have to look this up. I'm gonna have to move you. I'm so sorry if that made noise. She did like the Work Bitch song, and she did like Hi It's Me, No Brainer, Special, Stupid. You know the girl that did that Stupid Boy Think That I Need Him, that one? Her. She's, oh my god, she's so pretty. Ashniko, maybe? I think that might be how you say it. She's really pretty. I like her a lot. I would absolutely have a one-night stand with her. Who else? I think those are the two that come to mind, and I don't want to spend too much time thinking about it. If you made a romantic playlist for making love to, what songs would be on it? I'm not sure. I make a lot of playlists. I have a lot of like love song playlists and stuff, but not necessarily ones for like making love to. So I don't really have an answer to this, but I can, I'll share with you some of my like love song playlist ones. So I have one specifically themed for, for love songs that were like, for like MySpace days. I'll see if I can find it here. Oh, it's in my, I was about to say iTunes. It's not called iTunes anymore. So this one's called ASL. It's got, starts off with, it's not a side effect of the cocaine. I'm thinking it must be love by Fall Out Boy. Bracelets by This Will Canvas. Your Song by Jamison Parker. My Paper Heart by All American Rejects. Dinosaur by Kiss Chasey, Love at First Sight by The Brobecks, Falling in Love at a Coffee Shop by Landon Pig, I Will Follow You into the Dark by Death Cab for Cutie, First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes, Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional, My Beautiful Rescue by This Provenance, and then I have like another one, which is like more upbeat, like love songs, Still Into You by Paramore, I'm Yours Tonight by The Academy Is, I Fly by Ballpark Music, When I'm With You by Best Coast, you know, Friday I'm in Love by The Cure, No One's Gonna Need You More, Dangerous Summer, Last Chance at Love by Foxy Shazam, Beating Heart Baby by Head Automatica, Your Love Is My Drug by Kesha, It Had to Be You, Motion City Soundtrack, Girls Like You, The Naked and Famous, When Will You Come by Waves, my favorite love song of all time, Transatlanticism by Death Cab for Cutie. you know, like a lot of that kind of thing. Jelly Legs by Children Collide. Close to You, Neon Trees, that kind of thing. which male GWA performer would you most like to be locked in a room with for a collaboration audio? Okay, so the aforementioned, okay, longest snack, and an audio dilettante, both of which I have spoken to before. Very, very lovely men. Female GWA performer, I don't really listen to GWA audios in general. An audio dilettante and a longest snack, I listened to them before I started posting. But now that I've, like, started posting, I've stopped listening to any audios that anyone makes. So I don't have a female GWA performer. I'm sorry. But thank you for the questions. I hope you enjoyed. And I thank you for being a listener. And I really appreciate it. I hope you are well and taking care. And I hope everybody that sent me a question is well and taking care. And thank you so much. And if you've somehow managed to make it through this audio, thank you. I really appreciate it. I will... Is this like an hour and 15 minutes already? Fuck. Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to cut this down a ridiculous amount because nobody is going to sit through a whole hour and 50 minutes of me talking. But thank you for listening. And thank you for those who sent in questions. I will do another one of these because this was really fun. So keep an eye out for that. It'll probably be a little while before I do. But yeah. thank you. And I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for hanging out with me and spending your time with me. Mwah. Bye.